Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics Round the World.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding along on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories, that she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady,
ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called Music,
with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called Music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Next kid is dedicated to the birthday girl, the Suze lady, our co-host,
all right,
engineer, and many, many, many more.
Yes, here it comes.
On the birthdays and wait,
hold on.
Honeymoon of music.
That's right. Here it comes.
I'd be down here dancing with you. There's no party upstairs. Wait a minute. I think I get it. There's the list with all the gifts on it and everything, the food and Ralph, too bad you're not going to be at the party. What do you mean I'm not going to be at the party? Your name ain't on the list. Get out! Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Rob. You know, it's a shame you saw this because now you ruined the whole thing. You won't be surprised. You don't think I'm going to let her know, do you? I'm going to come in tomorrow night just like nothing's happening. Whoa, what a surprise. No. Wait a minute, let me show you how to do it. See, I'll be you.
See? Oh, no.
I'll go outside. Coming through the door. Are you ready? Will you stop that? What are you, a maniac or something? Hi, Alice. What are you going out?
Yeah, I gotta go out, Ralph. I gotta go to the store.
Oh, just gotta go to the store, huh? Yeah, well, I'll be right here. Don't worry, I'm ready.
You ready? What are you ready for?
Well, you know, anything that might happen today.
Oh, what are you talking about, Ralph?
She doesn't even know it's my birthday, Norton. What am I going to do? She knows it, Ralph. She just don't want you to know it. Think so? Yeah. Hey, look at that. Gee, I wonder where she hid my present. Wait a minute. I know her. One of her favorite places, under the icebox.
There you go.
Under the icebox. Well, what's she going to put under there? I don't know. Well, maybe she gets me some underwear or something, you know, something small go under there. Ralph, I hate to insult you there, but there's nothing small about your underwear. Get out! No more will you wear these little pants. Get out of here! No more will you wear these little socks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Ralph was all psyched up for the birthday, and, you know, what did she give him? I forget what she gave him.
Maybe the matchbox back again. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
You like it, Ralph?
I'm thank you. Yeah, listen, what is it?
2,000 matchsticks glued together. Made in Japan.
In Japan, this time.
Is it right there, Ralph? There it is, made in Japan.
That's cool.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Where are you going out for your birthday?
Well, we're doing it tomorrow because some people couldn't make it, so we want to do it tomorrow. It's easier. Saturdays.
Oh,
know.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So have a good time and.
Yeah, I plan to. I just, you know, gonna relax tonight and watch some movie with my husband. I don't know what it is yet. He'll pick it out.
You gonna watch a funny movie?
Yeah, funny and sci-fi together. That's even more funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I got to do the rest of the show, so we're going to miss you because, you know, no, we won't have any music, but how can I tell
you? You had some music in the beginning.
Oh. Before you go, can you roll a Lauren Hardy and then go off? That'll go off by itself, right? Yeah.
That will go off by itself, yeah. Hang on, let me just get to it.
Can you roll it?
Yeah, I can.
I think I'll have that.
Yeah. All right. You can always call me.
Inner Sight Frolics.
Frolics. Take number now.
Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Hey.
That's right. Here it comes. You ready?
Belport, New York.
All right. Here's Lauren Hardy. Later.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I don't know what's the matter with me, Stanley. Lately, I've been pretty sluggish. Sluggish? Wait a minute. You mean somebody belted you in the mouth? No. Nobody belted me in the mouth. What are you talking about? I mean, I'm run down. I'm in the same old rut. Get up in the morning, get dressed, and nothing to do. Well, there's plenty to do around here. Why don't you clean the house and make some breakfast and then go out and try to find a job or something? What? What do you think I am, a career man? Well, at least you're a man. I don't know about a career. You haven't got one. That's it. I need a career. Well, a career? Gee, that's a long way from here, isn't it? I don't mean that. I mean I need a profession.
What are you going to do?
Don't know. Let me see that paper. Look what it says here. Interesting job. Here's one. Sorting out dead bodies at the funeral parlor. Wait, not the dead body, a funeral. Well, it's unusual, but it says help wanted with very good benefits. Now, I wonder what those benefits could be. I don't know. Come along, Stanley. We're going down to the funeral parlor.
I don't have to go there.
Don't make a lot of noise. You might wake up the dead. Wake up the dead. Why are you knocking on the door? I don't want them to think I'm a vagrant. Oh.
Yes, may I help you?
He wants to sort. You tell him, Ollie, I can't stand it. Well, sir, we're here because of your ad in the paper. Sorting dead bodies with good benefits available.
Oh, yes. We have many bodies here. Now, you see the different color ribbons?
Ribbons? Look at that.
Each body has a ribbon. Has a ribbon on it, see? Now you have to put the colors that match with the other colors. Don't get it wrong, because Ogden doesn't like that.
Ogden? Who's Ogden?
Ogden is our burial boy. Oh, here's Ogden now. Who are these mugs? What do you mugs want? Don't disassemble my bodies or I'll make you one.
Come on, Doctor. Ollie, I think we ought to leave.
No, don't worry. We're not going to... We won't disturb your bodies. Don't worry, Mr. Ogden. Now, I'm pretty good at colors. Let's see, green, blue, yellow, white, pink, orange, red. Now, Stanley, wheel that stretcher over here and we'll match it with another. There you go, isn't that lovely? Green with pink. Blue with orange. Look at that. Now they can be buried together forever. Well, how about that, Mr. Director?
Well, Ogden has to approve of that. It's not my job. Ogden, come in here.
What do you want?
Ogden just got back from the hospital. He was very ill. Don't get too close to him. You might catch the epidemic Apollonus porcaria.
Porcaria? I don't want to get poked in the rear or any place else.
Well, what do you think? What do you think, Mr. Ogden? Who put these colors together? They're horrible. I don't like this ribbon with that one and this color with that one.
Oh, Ogden, wait a minute. Stay away from me. I don't want to get the apparatus, Pocahontas. Stay away from me.
Sorting dead bodies. What kind of a job is that? A new career. Well, where's the benefits, Mr. Funeral Director? Oh, the benefits. Well, the biggest benefit is you can have any color ribbon you want when you go. Just pick out your color and we'll put it in your will. It'll only cost you $100.
$100? He hasn't got $100, neither have I. I haven't got it. Oh, no, get it out.
Sorting bodies. All right, in a sight. You know, you want to act stupid or what? By the way, today is our engineer's birthday, so we don't have one. So we're just kind of shuffling along here with degradation of occupation of insipulation. Yeah. And, hey, we're brought to you by the Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. And when you go in there, remember Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at that horrible foundation. I mean, there's a lot of good people there, too, but not the ones that are currently running it. I wouldn't trust them. Anyway, you want to help? Call the DA. Suffolk County, New York, Mendez, Mr. Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104, the district attorney handling the case. Tell him to throw the book at those who are responsible for the death of Milton. Again, that number, 631-853-4104. And we're proud to have Shelby's Kitchen as part of our show. We greatly appreciate it. I'll be going over there in a week or so to meet with Michelle. Looking forward to that. Hey, brought to you by Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East. Out there in New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Check them out. Want to adopt an Akita? Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So keep it handy. Around the world, in a sight, we got Dinigan coming up. Louis will be here. We'll have to get him on the line. And let's see, who else we got? Oh, we got the story of the drunken dog coming up. Yeah, and the other story of the flea-bitten dog woman. Yeah. Now, you won't hear these stories anywhere else, see, just on Inner Sight. Nobody's got the nerve to play them anywhere else. Will you stop that? Don't listen to him. He's a maniac. All right. What else? We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. Want to thank some of our friends, the Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus, for helping in a site. Silo. One of our friends, 631 880-7929. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we're looking for people to volunteer for our program to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. So if you'd like to help out with that, give us a call. We got a special number. 317-487-2038. 487-2038-631 for the nursing home line. And to help get rid of these horrible nursing homes. What a mess. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And we are determined to get rid of the red tape associated with this system. We don't need it. We don't want it. Get rid of it. Let's see, what else? Oh, my good friends David and Audra Ross, law firm, 251020. And we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor, who passed away. Eleanor was visually impaired, and she suffered a lot in the hospital because of her visual impairment. As many people do in so many different ways. So again, Ross and Ross, 212-425-1020. If you need an attorney, give them a call. And I want to thank our other buddy. He's an ADA civil rights lawyer, Americans Disability Act, James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. If you feel you've been discriminated against, give Jimmy a call. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. All the youngsters who have passed away. And those who have been killed by horrible, horrible guns. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you of that. That's our saying. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. Tonight on Inner Sight. Let's see, Louie will be coming up, Jimmy Dinnigan, I don't know what we got with Dinnigan, nobody tells me anything, I'm only the producer of this show, but we'll figure it out, and let's see, oh, you want to have some fun and stay in shape, call the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, you can even talk to him in Spanish. Yeah, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, 445-3464, Third Eye Insight, and learn how to protect yourself. Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, my old man, he was a gambler and a drinker. And you know, it was, of course, annoying and frustrating. But sometimes it was stupid and funny, you know. So this one time, he goes out and used to carry a bottle in his pocket, you know. Goes out, a little tipsy. And he found this dog in the street, see. Now, the dog wasn't drunk, but he took one whiff of my father, and he got drunk. You know how that is. You know, they say you can get drunk smelling a drunk. You know. So this dog smelled the liquor on the old man and just got drunk, you know, with him. And, you know, a nice dog, a little dog. He had him on a leash. The dog was barking, jumping around like a maniac. You know? And the old man brought the dog home. See? And him and my mother, oh, they were, excuse me, they were always fighting, you know. They never... They fought over everything. They could move a dish from one spot to another and have a big fight.
You son of a bitch, what'd you move that plate for?
Come on, get out of my way. Get out of my way or I'll slap you.
You hit me and I'll kill you.
You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. We had to hear that every day. Sometimes I think it ruined my life, but because I'm resilient, I bounce back. Anyway, getting back to the old man with the dog. So he brings the dog upstairs, and he's drunk, you know. Hey, Franny, how you like this? Isn't this a cute dog? Franny, call my mother Franny. Her name is Frances. This dog is so smart. Now, Frankie needs a dog. See, he's blind. He needs a dog. I found this dog, and he's going to help Frankie. And in the meantime, the dog is pissing all over the floor. Woo! My mother's trying to put down newspaper.
Get that stupid dog out of here. That dog's a moron like you.
Yeah. And the dog's pissing on the floor, and she puts down paper, and the dog takes a crap on the paper. And the old lady's yelling to my father, hey, don't worry, it's a good dog. I'm going to train this dog. I'm going to name it Lucky. Come here, Lucky, come here.
Well, you're a drunken bum. You can't. You can't train anything. You can't even train yourself. Get that dog out of here.
And my mother had to clean up the floor and all that. And the old man goes downstairs with the dog. He practically fell down the stairs. And the dog is pulling him all over the street, you know. And he yelling up to my mother, hey, Freddy, throw down a bowl of water for the dog. The dog needs some water. My mother's out the window now.
You stupid moron. How am I going to throw down a bowl of water? What? You're drunk. Get that dog out of here. Where'd you find that dog?
I got him down the street. He was talking to me. Why, he loved me. It's Frankie's new dog.
That dog is stupid like you.
So he wound up bringing the dog over to the police station. I don't know. I guess he thought maybe they could place him or something. He wanted to try to find out who, if anybody owned the dog, you know. he goes in there, and you know, the cops are very nice to him. Sorry, sir, we can't keep the dog here. He's a nice dog, but you know, barking all over the place. But we'll have to call the PCA, and they'll have to send the dog to the pound, you know.
I don't want a dog. It's my dog. My dog's going to go to the pound?
Well, I'm sorry.
And what's going to happen to my dog?
And then the cop says, well, they keep the dog for so long, and if nobody claims it, it has to be destroyed.
Wait a minute, it's going to destroy my dog? I'm not going to destroy him. My dog is only 12.
The old man goes down to the pound, and he's going to try to get him, convince him not to destroy the dog. He winds up coming home with 3-4 dogs. The old lady won't let him in the house. And goes all around the neighborhood trying to give away dogs. I don't know what happened, but he came home without a dog. I think he maybe found homes for him. I don't know. Anyway, that's the story of the drunken dog. Right here on Inner Sight, live. And this is the Frolic. Got Dinigan coming up. 37. New York. Scusa. Let me see if I can get Louis Rivera on the line here. And see if we can goof off with Lou. Let me see if I can find the number here. Excuse me, Louis Rivera. Live on Inner Sight. All right, stand by. We're going to break the station. Stand by. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, the great Louis Rivera. Today's her birthday, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she went off the air.
Hello, I'm Suzanne Savasi Ferrero. I'm talking to Frank Perino. And I'm saying to myself, to Suzanne, she's falling asleep again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're falling asleep and walking in her sleep with the wheelchair.
That's what I need, a wheelchair.
Wheelchair walking.
Yeah.
In Spanish. Hey, Louie, how do you say wheelchair in Spanish?
I don't know.
Wheelchair.
Yeah.
So listen, what's up? You did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah, I know.
Next is Christmas time.
You got Christmas coming up. Now, wait, are you going to dress up like Santa Claus or what?
I'll dress up as Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what song is he going to sing for Christmas?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Rejoice, the King. Every heart, everyone we know. And lob drops make you sing. And lob drops make you sing. And every day.
Does Diamond sing that song?
Yeah.
I never heard it. Well, you got it on an album?
The Christmas album, Volume 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh. Well.
I had the cassette for years.
Oh. Oh, you got it on cassette.
Yeah, I put it away. I already played it earlier. I put it away.
Oh, you're going to take it out now for Christmas?
Nah, I'm going to play my CDs and my cassettes. I'll play Jose Feliciano. I'll play Spanish Christmas and English Christmas together.
Yeah, Feliciano. Feliz Navidad, right?
Yeah. I want the love drops of Merry Christmas. I want my love drops of Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a lovely Christmas from the bottom of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Yeah, so you're going to get a tree?
I don't know where I can put it.
Oh. Got no room? You put it on top of your bed.
No, I'll put a tabletop tree.
Tabletop?
Yeah.
That won't be a real tree. It'll be one of those plastic ones, right?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to have a real tree. Oh, it's big, man.
You don't have a tree?
Yeah, you could hardly get it in the house. It was so tall. I remember we had to cut it down.
What, trim it down a little bit?
Yeah.
What, too big?
Yeah, it was too tall.
Yeah.
It hit the ceiling. It was...
Yeah, that's right.
And the old man was trying to cut it down and all that, and, you know.
Yeah.
And the old lady was yelling at him. That tree was so big, man, branches all over the place. Smelled good, though. You ever smell the smell of a Christmas tree?
Maybe so.
Smells good, man, like pine, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a cane and a wheelchair.
You want a cane and a wheelchair?
I'll be disguised as Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. You're going to use the cane and the wheelchair at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't let Suzanne see that. Oh, she's cracking her funny bone.
Oh, yeah. She'd be laughing at you. Oh, you go down the street with the cane and the wheelchair. Well, I got to go now. Why don't you get a couple of horns on that wheelchair and a couple of bells and buzzes and everything and bam, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Get a siren.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Yeah, on a wheelchair, and you could play Spanish music in the back or something, you know.
I'll play the scraper.
Play what?
A Guido is a scraper.
Guido?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Guido for Hebrew, Guido for Aguinaldo music.
Ah.
I played it a few times.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Maybe you could,
yep.
In the wheelchair with the cane and all that, you could put on a tuxedo and you could start singing like Dean Martin or something.
Or Paul Anka.
Paul Anka, that's it.
You like Paul Anka?
Yeah, he's a good songwriter. He wrote a lot of good songs.
He was on last night on public television. Paul Anka sings My Way, Frank Sinatra and his solo songs.
Yeah, he wrote that one for Sinatra.
Yeah, I know. The summer wind and lingers there across your hair. Linger there or touch my hair across the sea.
Yeah.
Follow strong along or sing along. And every strong that's the golden sand, two sweethearts and the summer wind.
In the wheelchair with the cane.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Boy, it'd be quite a sight.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and you give out the love drops, and then you could you could imitate Rosanna Danner with the cane.
Yeah.
And this is Rosanna Danner with Louis Rivera on a wheelchair with the cane singing Christmas songs.
How about that one?
Yeah. Every Saturday night, I watch Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, you go to sleep late.
Yeah, it's the start at 11:30. It's an hour, 30-minute show.
What time you get up?
I get up about 9:30 to watch you. At 10 o'clock, I put on public access. I was watching Jewish Spotlight.
Oh, yeah?
Rabbi Tuvian Tilton.
Oh.
I got to talk to Rabbi Tuvian Tilton. I'm going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Hello, Rabbi Tuvian Tilton. I'm Louis Rivera from Intersight. I want to talk to Rabbi. Is that the Jewish people, Jewish community?
What do they talk about on there?
Jewish people, about Jewish community and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matzo ball soup.
I had that before. It was all right.
That matzo ball soup.
I had a matzo cracker.
Potato pancakes, one of my favorites.
Is that Jewish pancakes?
Yeah.
Potato pancakes?
Oh, yeah, I got the Jewish pancakes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that.
And you could, you have to feed Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, feed her in a wheelchair with the cane.
Yeah, I know. I love Suzanne very much.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, she likes me so much, too.
Yeah, wish her a happy birthday. Go ahead.
What? Well, today's her birthday.
Yeah.
Hello, Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro. This is Louis Rivera. I'm going to wish you a happy holidays and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Suzanne. Many more.
Sing her a nice song and a birthday song. Any birthdays? Happy birthday.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Suzanne and many more.
Let's see, what are some of those birthday songs? 16 Candles. Happy Birthday, Baby. What's some of them? A lot of birthday songs, right?
Yeah.
A lot of oldies. All right, so give us a little song and, rendition. A little rendition there. Neil Diamond. What's your favorite Neil Diamond song?
Say hi, Frank.
Inner Sight. Around the World. Talking with...
Yeah.
Louis Rivera. Louis the Lip.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't going to Shayna Bay. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, give us a little Neil Diamond song before you go.
Let me see. The boat that I roll and get to the ocean Folks that I wrote to get to the zoo. You got the love and you got the motion. Folks that I wrote to get to the zoo and me and you.
What song is that?
Neil Diamond.
Oh. Oh, that's Cherry?
No, it's Cherry Cherry.
Cherry Cherry?
That's a debut hit.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah.
Cherry Cherry. Cherry Baby. How's that song go?
You got love me, yeah, yes you will, but girls outside, yeah.
Hey.
She got the way she grew me, Jerry. She got the way she grew me. Ba 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 da 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 da.
All right, Cherry Cherry.
Yeah, that's right.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Hey, Frank, have a good weekend. Sorry, Suzanne wasn't on this week. I wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah. She can hear you anytime she wants, you know. You hear the show anytime you want in the archive.
Yeah, okay. Have a good weekend, Frank. Take care, right?
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Okay. Take care.
All right. In the sight, and reminded me of the time when Dinnigan came into school. See, he was all mad because he wanted a rifle for Christmas. You know, one of those guns that shoot the corks, you know. And his mother didn't want him to have it. It was too dangerous. Comes in there and he starts yelling and carrying on. And he says, I don't want to give you a rifle. My mother won't give me a gun for Christmas. I don't get a gun for Christmas. I'm gonna break the whole school. I'm gonna throw a desk out the window. I'm gonna break it and throw it all. I'm gonna just desk. Jimmy, sit down. What's wrong with you today? I'm gonna start throwing things. Throw Mr. Kramer out the window. Jimmy, stop talking like that. Hey, Miss Mom, give me that chair. I want that chair. Leave that chair alone. I want to put that chair by the window. Jimmy, you better behave yourself. You're going to get in big trouble. Oh, shut up, Jay. I want a rifle for Christmas. Yeah, my mother said Santa Claus is going to come, but not going to bring me no toys, because I'm bad. No toys from Santa Claus. I want a rifle with shoot the corks. I go down the corner. I want to go down the corner and go up on the roof and shoot off. I want to go up on the roof with the rifle and shoot old ladies. Jimmy, don't say that. With the corks. Hey, Frankie, you going to get a rifle for Christmas? I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know what I'm going to get. I want it. I want one of those. That's good. You get that rifle and you put the cork in and psh, pop, pop, pop. Keep popping the cork and yeah. My mother wants me to go in the house. I don't want to go in the house. I want to stay outside with the rifle. You got to be careful with that rifle, Jimmy.
Don't poke anybody in the eye, you know.
I'm poking my eye out.
It's true, you'll poke your eye out. I don't know if Jimmy ever got his rifle, but he was a maniac that day. Oh, man, they had to call his mother, and Miss Ma sent him down to Kramer. Poor Kramer, you know, he had to always deal with Jimmy when he was in one of those moods, you know.
Hey, Mr. Kramer. Yeah, can you get me a rifle with cork?
What? What are you talking about, Jimmy?
I want to get a rifle. I want to shoot cork. See, you go down, you get it in Modell's, has it, or you get it in that other store. What's the name of that store?
What was that old store? McCrory's.
McCrory's are one of those stores that they got the rifles in the back, and then you buy a box of cork, see? And you stuff all the corks in your pockets, and you go outside with the rifle, and you... And then you gotta load it.
I don't think that's too safe, Jimmy. You have to be very careful. You'll get in a lot of trouble with that.
No, I won't get in a lot. I'm only going to shoot it in the street. At little old lady.
Jerry, don't shoot little old ladies. That's not nice.
Well, Mr. Kramer, who can I shoot at?
Nobody. Anyway, that was Dinnigan with his Christmas wish. All right, this is Inner Sight. We'll see you Monday. Monday, Matt of Glad on Inner Sight Live. Hope you had a little craziness, a little stupid fun, and just goof around, you know. Have a good time. And thanks so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. 312-243-0090. Inner Sight frolics. Goodbye, world. Happy birthday to the Sioux.